You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Paul, where's everybody?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are we doing this morning?
We are doing fine, Paul.
Great. Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing today, Paulie?
I'm doing amazing, man. It's a beautiful day. The sun's out.
Yeah.
Not for much longer, my friend. Here comes more snow. Are you ready for it?
No.
Yeah. Me either, bud.
The tone of your voice kind of mimics that of just about everybody I've talked to who's like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm sick of it. I am. What do you do for a living, Paul? Does it jack with your job at all?
No. I'm a stripper.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Well, the cold would affect your job a little bit.
No, the weather does actually affect my job, whether people go out or not. So if it's snowy, if it's nasty, nobody goes out. If it's beautiful, it's warm, everybody's out and about. So yeah, it does affect the work a little bit.
We still feel like you're lying to us, but at least it's a funny lie.
That's pretty good.
That's not
bad. You wouldn't believe that it's the truth. I've been doing it for 3 years now, believe it or not.
Where?
3 years, and they said it wouldn't last. What did you do before you were a stripper?
I was an auditor. I audited hotels.
And then you got into stripping.
You just figured there was more money taking your clothes off?
No, well, you know, I got divorced, child support, alimony. A friend took me out to PTs, and I noticed there was an opportunity for me.
And you did it. You started lifting some weights, got all jacked,
yeah.
And put on a thong.
Yep. That's funny. Did you have to try out?
I did. I did. The funny thing is that I watched Magic Mike for the first time the day before my tryout, and I basically just did Channing Tatum's last set. So, like, I backflipped off.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
So what do you make in a good night?
My best night would probably be 2,300.
That's really
good.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good night.
That's a good night.
I mean, average, if we want to go average, because that was, you know, a rare blue moon type of thing, average probably between 5 and 7.
So how many nights a week do you do that?
4 nights.
So you're making about $2,000 a week.
It's not bad.
Getting up there and shaking your moneymaker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well,
what's your favorite song to dance to?
Yeah, what's your go-to?
Right now, it's probably Post Malone, Hollywood is Bleeding.
Hmm. All right. Well, I'm making a note. I'm going to go try out.
I
wouldn't mind a couple extra grand a week. I'm going to go try. You think
like
I could do it,
fairly
Paul?
Fairly easy money. I mean, you just...
Paul, do you think I got it in me to do that?
I think you do. You know what? It's more than just moves. It's you got to have personality.
You got to tell a story, right? You got to tell a story.
Yep. Well, my body tells a story. Sadly, it's a horror story, but it does tell a story.
Do you have like a little outfit? Are you like a police officer or a cowboy?
He's a cowboy
or something?
He's a cowboy, I hope. Are you a cowboy?
I am. I got a jailhouse outfit. I have a police outfit. And then it's kind of like the suit and tie outfit.
Ah, business. You're all business.
So have you done some research to find out which outfit pulls in the most tips?
No. Honestly, it's all about your performance. It's all about that attitude. Because you could have the right outfit on, but if you don't pull off the outfit, it just doesn't work. So if you like get a guy in a military uniform, but he doesn't have that serious intenseness to him, it kind of looks like a joke.
Right. I want to be convinced that you're in the military.
I think what I'm going to do, Paul, is I'm going to be a scientist stripper.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
You like that?
Oh, my God. You can see
that's really good.
Ideas now.
How about a zoologist?
Yeah, that'd be good,
too. That'd be good, too. You could have, like, animal props.
Yeah, but the scientist thing, you can have, like, the white lab coat on, Paul.
And then nothing underneath.
Have a pocket protector, you know, put on some thick glasses or whatever to start with, and then, and then just go to town.
It's pretty good.
Seriously, it's a great idea.
And show everybody your beaker.
And make a note of this. I've got a song for you, too. There's a band called the Dandy Warhols. Find the Dandy Warhols, and they have a song called I Am a Scientist, and it's got all sorts of thump and beat to it. I mean, it would probably be great for your little strip routine.
You'll make some bank, dude.
I'm going to look it up as soon as I get off the phone.
Very good.
Are you still?
I Am a Scientist by Dandy Warhols, and then get your little act together, and then call us back and tell us how it goes.
I'm a scientist. Okay, Dandy Warhol. Okay.
Dandy, the Dandy.
Dandy with a D.
Not Andy Warhol.
No,
he's
Dandy.
Dead. Dandy Warhols.
Dandy, yeah.
You got it.
Dandy Warhols. Yeah.
Are you still single?
No, I am taken. And believe it or not, yes, I did meet her at the club.
Did you?
Duck Club.
The club. And she's okay with this, with you doing this.
Yeah. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
It's going to be a problem, Paul.
It's hard to watch. She understands that, you know, this is what takes care of the bills. This is what pays the child support. So she definitely backs it. But she says, yes, it's not the easiest thing to watch me give dances.
Sure, I bet, yeah.
But she met you there.
But it's
so
an act, you know.
You know,
she gets
what was
it.
How much did she tip you on the night she met you?
Oh, my God. She has several times made it rain on me.
dollar bills.
Yeah, she made herself okay. Known day one.
Yeah, right. Tucking them into your G-string there.
Oh, that's great. I've got more questions, but we should probably play the game. Last question I do want to ask, how does your ex-wife feel about you doing this to raise money to support your child?
She
hates it, probably.
Believe it or not, she just found out about 3 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago.
And?
She hasn't known this entire time.
For three years, she didn't know you did this?
She did not know.
What did you tell her you were doing?
I just told her I was still in the hotel business.
Okay. So what was the reaction?
She found out from a friend. Her girlfriend that she went to high school with came out to the club.
Oh, she saw you.
Like, I think that's Paul.
You'll never guess what Paul is doing.
Oh, my God.
He's a firefighter now.
You know, what's really bad is that she probably told your ex-wife, I see why you divorced him after he took all his clothes off.
Well,
no, actually, funny thing is she bought a dance from me.
I don't know.
It was one of those conversations of you're not going to believe what I did last night, and yeah.
And who did it to me?
My gosh.
Well, whatever, right. Paul. You're paying the bills, man.
You've inspired me to get my dance together, Paul. I'm going to work on this. I'm glad you called. Let's play some Rattle Off, would you? Would you like to play?
I'm game. Let's do this.
All right. 10 seconds. Well, you'll like this. We're looking for the names of these dances. Give us the names of five dances. Ready and go.
We got Up Rock. We got the Macarena. We got Salsa. We have breakdancing. We have pop.
Oh, you got four.
Damn it, Paul. You're a dancer.
Ballet. Do you say ballet?
Waltz.
The waltz.
I didn't say shuffle.
No. You didn't say shuffle.
No,
you got four, buddy.
You got a new idea for your act, so call us back and tell us how it goes and how much money you make your first night being a scientist, okay?
All right. I appreciate you, fellas. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Paul.
You too, my friend.
See you later.
Well, that was rather enlightening.
Different? That's a different call.
Oh, I called him flat out to his face a liar right at first, but man, he came back. If
Once
he was
we got
lying,
a little deeper into it.
If he was lying, he was really good.
Very convincing.
At backing it up. Whew. Wendy, you like to go watch guy strippers?
I've done it, but the women are totally different than the men. They like... go crazy.
They do go crazy, don't they, Wendy?
Oh, they do.
They get all handsy.
Unbelievable.
It's a lot of handsy.
Yeah. Screaming up by the stage. Yeah, they're into it. Yeah.
Now, wait, does that include you? Were you screaming and making it rain, too? Were you going crazy?
No.
No, you just sat there and watched the craziness, huh?
Yeah.
Oof. What was the occasion? Why were you there?
I just went with friends.
Yeah. Thursday.
Fun little night out.
Just a Thursday.
Thursday night. There's Wendy.
Well, that's his side hustle. I mean, he's making, what would that be, 2,000? He's making like 100 grand a year on his side hustle.
Just shaking his booty.
You have any kind of side hustle, Wendy?
No, not really.
No? What do you do?
Drive a school bus.
Huh. Okay.
We've talked
to a lot of people who do that, who listen to our show. We think that's terrific. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
It's good work.
How were the kids this morning? Were they well behaved?
Yeah, a lot of them were late. It was weird. But mornings are easier than afternoons.
Why is that?
Why is that?
I don't know, but they're awake by the afternoon.
They're all wound up.
Yep.
A little crazy. You yell at them, keep it down.
No, but they do a lot of things that you wouldn't believe.
Oh,
really? Well, I don't want to ask.
I don't know if we want to. Yeah, I don't think I want to
just delve into being naughty, though, huh? They're being naughty.
Okay. Well, all right, Wendy, you want to play the game?
All right, I'll try.
Oh, boy. Got nothing else going on.
That's all we can ask is that you try.
Yep.
10 seconds. Can you please give us five of the characters from the TV show The Simpsons? Oh. It's been on for 30
you
years.
Got
five,
it.
Five characters from The Simpsons. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Bart, Homer, Marge, Lisa. I don't know the baby's name. The school bus driver, I don't know his name. Mr. Whipple.
Mr. Whipple?
Yeah, isn't that the boss or the neighbor,
Burns.
Mr. Burns.
Ned Flanders is the neighbor.
Flanders, yeah.
Flanders. Well, I mean, you named five, but you just said the baby. What's the baby's name? Maggie.
Know.
I think it's Maggie.
No.
It's, yeah,
no.
It's baby Maggie.
That's right. Marge is the mom.
Yeah. So I guess we can't
Four.
Give it to you because you just said the baby.
Yeah.
Well, at least I knew there was a baby.
You did know there was a baby.
And so she's usually sucking on her binky, so.
She knows the show. I
mean,
feel like
I'm okay
give it
with it. I'm okay with it. I just don't want the texts of people saying, "Ah, she didn't actually name the baby."
You don't really have a conversation like, "Hey there, Maggie, what's you know?" It's just a thing.
Well,
it's
they do
baby.
In the show, but they don't call it the baby. They call it Maggie. But.
I'm fine with it.
I'm
she kind of proved that she knew them.
I'm fine with it.
Leaning towards giving it to her, mostly because I've got to get out of here and go work on my dance routine.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Mr. Scientist. I'm telling you, a fireman. Go fireman.
You like the fireman, huh?
Yeah.
There's a lot of hose jokes and
yeah.
Five alarm and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're so hot. Hotter than a fire.
Well, I don't know. Well, there's going
to
be a lot
a
of
song about it.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm the fireman.
That's what gets your motor going, huh, Wendy?
I would say a lot of women. That's what gets them if they had to choose.
Yeah, I know. My wife is always. If we pull up next to a fire truck, she's looking.
Mm-hmm. Wendy eyeballs them in the grocery store. You know when they go there and park their big rig out front
right.
and go in,
get she's, all their stuff for their chili.
Wendy's getting an eyeful.
Yep.
I know her.
Well, I guess we could give her the prize.
I'm
cool
gonna say you're a winner. Yeah, that's fine.
You're dealing with
baby.
All those gross kids too, so you need this.
Yeah.
We rebound.
You've had a
what?
You've had a long day. I don't know. Just let it go, Jer. Wendy, why don't you
hold on?
We're gonna give you to Josh now, and he's gonna talk to you for a while and tell you about your prize. Okay.
Okay, you boys have a great day.
You too, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
Always
we love
a pleasure.
You. All day long, we love you. Wow. Here's Mavi, who's been holding. Mavi, what do you think? Are you into going to see some of the dancers?
Oh, no.
It's not for you, huh?
No? Why not?
Yeah. What? I don't know. I think it's either too loud or too sticky.
Did you say sticky or stinky?
Yeah.
Sticky.
Women are gross when it comes to, like, events and bars and clubs. And we're really good at holding our barf, but not, you know, like just sneaking it off into the corner.
So you sneak off in the corner and puke? Is that what you're saying?
Not me, no.
You've seen it in action, though.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Hence the stickiness.
Do you have us on, like, a speakerphone or a Bluetooth, Mavi? Can you take us off that and just get on your regular phone? It would mean the world to us.
I might have a thing.
Yeah, you've got a thing, but, I mean, it's easy enough to do. Just take us off. What do you think? No?
Not doing it.
It's not doing it.
Well, we got a winner. Listen, you... say again. Mavi, speak.
Well, oh, see you later.
She disconnected.
All right. I got enough. I got enough out of that call anyway. Gross and sticky. Is that what she said?
Yeah, puking in the corner.
Yeah, we're good. We're done.